driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
It's Monday, it's the 22nd of April, it's just gone 5 o'clock and you're listening to Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio 100.5 FM with me, Ryan Jones. And I'll be with you till 6 o'clock. And what a show we have today. What do we have lined up for today? Well, like always, we've got the best new music and some, well, to be specific, some very, very, very new music. Because, of course, this week we'll be talking about Taylor Swift's brand new album that just dropped on Friday. We'll also be talking about the Jonas Brothers European tour cancellation fallout. And we'll be talking about some weird news involving Heinz. Yes, Heinz the company has some weird news. Now, to get involved in the show, like always, you can contact us on 085 124 1616. That's 085 124 1616. Or you can email me directly at fastlanepod@gmail.com. That's fastlanepod@gmail.com. Or you can Instagram message me at Ryan Jones Radio. And we have a great show, so stick around for some great music. And let's go into this week's number 3 in the Irish charts. So if you're regular to the show, you'll know we like to count down the top 3 songs in the Irish charts this week. And at number 3, it is this.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number 3.
It's Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Yes, there we go. That was Harry Styles there with As It Was to kick off the start of this show. And As It was a summer hit from 2022. And speaking of summer, well, listen, I'm actually pre-recording this show on Sunday. And right now, feeling hot, hot, hot. Yes, I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. Because right now we are literally, I believe, shall we say, summer has started at this point. Because right now as I record, it is 18 degrees outside. I'm sitting here in my home studio, in my shorts, in my t-shirt, absolutely roasting. And I had to turn my fan off because I can't have the noise. So yes, I am sweating away. But yes, it is hot, hot, hot outside. And do you know what? It is nice we've got a bit of consistent weather finally here in Ireland. Because I'm going to say this week, well, the last few weeks, really, the weather's just been a little bit unpredictable, hasn't it? Like, a few days ago, I actually went to go for a walk. I walked out my house with bright sunshine, really sunny, got about 10 minutes into my walk, it started raining so hard, so tough, it was lashing it down. Ran back to my house, thought, well, that's it for the day now. There were black clouds in the sky everywhere. I thought, well, this is the day, I might as well sit here and just relax and do nothing. And then 2 minutes later, it cleared, it was bright sunshine again. So it's nice to have some consistent weather today. And the only problem is my hay fever is now acting up. So you can probably hear it in this recording now that I'm a little bit bunged up. But it doesn't matter because we will get through this show together. But do you know what I love about the summer, especially in Ireland? What I love about Irish summers, when the sun comes out, is how much we just go for it. Like, the minute the sun comes out, everyone on Ireland just absolutely embrace it and goes for it. Like yesterday, I was going to my local shop and there was a queue about 20 people long, all getting those Mr. Whippy ice cream. The minute the sun comes out, we run to the shop and we get ice creams, and that's what I think is brilliant. Anyway, how are you enjoying the sun? What are you getting up to? You can let me know on 085 124 1616. It's 085 124 1616. Now, bear in mind, this show is pre-recorded, but any messages you do send will come back to me and I'll read those messages out loud next week. But also, you can get in contact with me with thefastlanepod@gmail.com, or you can message me directly at Ryan Jones Radio. Now, let's get back to the music, because we have a new single that was released last week and it is by Perry Edwards. Yes, Perry Edwards from Little Mix. So a few years ago, about 2 years ago, Little Mix, the band who'd been going for 10 years, officially split up. And they're obviously, like all bands do, they're embarking on their solo careers now. Jessie Nelson, she had a very false start to her solo career. She did become a bit of a meme, let's say. But Perry Edwards has now released her brand new song, and it's this one here, and it's called Forget About Us. I don't want you ever to forget about us.
We're taking it up a few gears on Fast Lane with Ryan.
Yes, there we go. You're listening to Fast Lane on Cork City Community Radio 100.5 with me, Ryan Jones, and I'm with you here till 6 o'clock today. And this is the show where we talk about pop culture, modern music, and all that sort of jazz. And there's nothing more modern than it. I discussed it last week, but we're going to talk about it this week as well, is the Jonas Brothers European Tour cancellation. So I mentioned last week that the Jonas Brothers had cancelled their European tours. They were meant to start it in a couple of weeks, but they've had to push it back due to some upcoming exciting projects. So just to recap for our Irish fans, if you were going to go and see the Jonas Brothers on the 19th of June, your date has been pushed back to the 10th of September, so that would be at the Dublin 3 Arena. So if you're going to go see them 19th of June at the Dublin 3 Arena, you now are going to go and see them at the 10th. of September. And if you decide to go and see him in Belfast on the 20th of June, you are now being pushed back to the September the 9th. And yes, they have got a lot of backlash for this decision. My TikTok for a good start of last week was just full of people stitching their video where they made the announcement saying how upset they are, how annoyed they are, how insensitive it is to, you know, to cancel the tour, because it's not just about buying tickets and that's it and getting the tickets refunded or changed or whatever. It's about people booking time off work. It's about people booking flights. It's about people, you know, making arrangements. And it's so true. Like, you know, again, it happened to me a few weeks ago where I went to London to go and see the Michael Jackson musical, which I am going to go and see, but it got cancelled. And it is quite frustrating. And they're apparently exciting projects. They've not announced it, but the rumour is apparently that Nick and Joe are going to go and do some Broadway shows independently for the summer. So that's the rumour. I don't know if that's true. But yeah, but were you affected by that? And did you get your dates changed, or did you just cancel the tickets? You can let us know on 085 124 1616. That's 085 124 1616. And even though most of the internet has boycotted the Jonas Brothers right now, I feel that, you know what? Yes, I think they've made a bad decision, but let's still play one of their songs. And this is Jealous by Nick Jonas. Yes, that was Jonas Brothers there with Jealous. Well, Nick Jonas, but it's a Jonas Brothers song now. Anyway, is it socially acceptable etiquette to actually cancel your tour and then just change the dates? Well, that was something we were discussing last week. If you listened to last week's show, we were discussing a lot about social etiquette. You know, unwritten rules that are rules we follow, but they're unwritten. And we discussed that a lot last week. And I saw a news story this week that just fits perfectly with that rule, doesn't it? So I saw a news story this week. It's from the Sun newspaper, and it was basically a revenge story. So somebody got the headline is this: I got the best revenge in Aldi after a woman wouldn't let me go first when I just had milk, and people say it's brilliant. So basically the news story is a woman had just a carton of milk. She got to the queues in Aldi, and a woman and somebody with a full shopping trolley wouldn't let them go first. So this person, being quite annoyed because they had to wait for this person with a trolley load of shopping to go first, they decide to get the best revenge by taking items out of the shopping trolley and hiding it underneath the counter. So the woman actually took out some toilet roll as well as some biscuits and hid them under the trolley. So when that woman then got home with the full shopping trolley, she would miss a few of her items that she's pretty sure she put in the basket. Which, that is good revenge. But then it reminds me here about, that's another unwritten rule, isn't it? That when you're in a queue in a supermarket, if somebody behind you has a significantly less amount of items than you, you let them go first. And that's just the accepted rule. Like, for me personally, if I have a basket of shopping and somebody comes and they have like 3 or 4 items, I let them go first. Same if I had a trolley. If I had a trolley, but somebody had a basket, I let them go first. And that is, again, just an unwritten rule. And that does remind me that later on the show, at the end of the show, we're going to start a sort of, I'm going to say it's an impromptu new feature that we're going to start at the end of the show. And I think we're going to discuss it a bit more at the end of the show. But now I think it's time that we go into this week's number two in the Irish charts. So let's kick off with this.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number two.
It's I Like the Way You Kiss Me by Artemis. I like the way you kiss me.
Driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Yes, there we go. You're listening to Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio with me, Ryan Jones, and I'm with you till 6 o'clock. And who we just heard there is a local Cork artist called James Keegan, and that was Take Me Home. And good news if you're a fan of James and you listened to our show in the past where we interviewed him, he is playing Cypress Avenue this Sunday. So yes, the 20th of April, he is playing Cypress Avenue. Now, just to remind you about James, he is an artist who's done very well. He's actually been in the Irish charts a couple of times. I think he topped the Irish charts at once with one of his songs. Let me just look for here. Yes, it actually was this single, Take Me Home, actually topped the iTunes charts. And Attach Me to the Fire also made number one in June. Yes, so he's a chart-topping local artist. And you can see him on the 20th of April this Sunday. Now, I think we should go into some weird news.
You've heard the real news. Now it's time for the weird news on Cork City Community Radio.
Yes, there we go. And this week's weird news, it's to do with Heinz. Because Heinz have launched a brand new insurance policy. Yes, you heard that right. Heinz now offer you insurance. So here's what you do with Heinz. So I'll read out here. There is no taste like Heinz. It is the best ever, it says their website here. I'm reading it from their direct insurance policy. From now on, Heinz have said that sometimes that if you basically spill, splat or splodge your Heinz, so when you squeeze the bottle, because you know sometimes you squeeze the bottle and it comes out too quickly or it doesn't come out how you want to come out, Heinz have guaranteed that if you do this, they will give you compensation. So to do this, all you have to do is read through their website, read through their terms and conditions, fill out your personal details on HeinzKetchupInsurance.com and they will give you compensation. So yes, Heinz's brand new insurance policy. Isn't that just mad? Also, another thing we'll talk about as well that I've seen this week in Cork is Cork have actually released a brand new club night. So Cork's newest club night starts at 6 p.m. and only admits people aged over 30. Yes, listen, I'm 30 in a few months, so I might go to this club. The first club night will happen on Saturday the 4th of May at Cypress Avenue on Caroline Street. The tickets are €10 and they are selling like hotcakes. A very old terminology there. The event, which runs from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m, is targeted at older people, parents of younger kids and clubbers who are just too tired or just too old to stay out. So if you're listening to this and you want to go to that event, you're over 30, go for it. And I bet one song they're definitely going to play at this over 30 club light is going to be the classic clubbing bop for the last 20 years, and it is Usher with Yeah.
Peace up, A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Yes, 085-124-1616 is the number you want to contact if you want to get involved in the show. You're listening to me, Ryan Jones, on Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio. I'm with you till 6 o'clock. Now, the show is pre-recorded, so any texts you do send to me, I won't read out in this show, but the texts will be forwarded to me, and I'll read them out next week. And what a week. It is perfect time to record this show. Like, thank goodness I didn't record this show before Friday, because some of the biggest news has happened this week, and that is Taylor Swift has dropped her brand new album. And of course, with it being Taylor, some big things have happened. So let's start with this. History was made on the 19th of April because Taylor released her new album, The Tortured Poet Department, and it is the first album in history to have over 300 million streams in a single day. That's 300 million streams in a single day. And that then made Taylor Swift the most listened to artist on Spotify. But at this point, generally, Taylor Swift is just a legend, isn't she? Like, I've always said I think Taylor Swift could have been the new Madonna. She could be the new Lady Gaga, you know. In history, think about great artists. I think we think the Beatles, we think Elvis Presley, and we think Michael Jackson. They're the biggest artists in the world. I generally believe Taylor Swift is going to be the next one of them. So in about 20 years, people are going to say, oh yeah, you know, Beatles, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift. I do believe that. She's just massive. And her album is creating many headlines. So the Tortured Poets Department is an album that's actually about poetry that she has written that she turned to songs. It talks about many of her past relationships, including her relationship with Joe Alwyn. I think that's the right word. Joe Alwyn, her relationship with him. She talks about that relationship a lot. She talks about her feud with Kim Kardashian. Obviously, she had a feud with Kim Kardashian because he was married to Kanye West, and we all know that story, but she talks about that in the album. And there was rumours that she hinted towards breaking up with her current boyfriend, Travis, but those rumours have since been squashed because she's tried to start a new viral video where you basically, under one of her songs, you get your partner to kiss you on the cheek. So that was therefore squashed. But yes, the album is massive. I feel we're going to hear a lot about it. She's still currently on the Eras Tour. Remember, she is in Ireland this year in Dublin. So, you know, that tour is sold out. There's no point promoting that date. But she is absolutely massive. And of course, yes, you're right. Sean used to have a joke at me last year and we did the show together. He said, you play Taylor Swift every week. Well, you know what, Sean? I'm on the pulse. I know what good modern music is. So we're going to play a brand new single from Taylor's brand new album. And that is Fortnite. And it features Post Malone. I was supposed to be sent away. Till I touch you. There we go, Fortnite there, Taylor Swift. Oh, what will she do next, Taylor? We'll be keeping our eye here on Fastlane Cork City Community Radio. Anyway, it's nearly going to be 6 o'clock soon, so we're about to go into our number one on the Irish charts this week. Spoiler alert, it's the same as last week, but doesn't matter because it's still a really good song. But first, I want to talk about a new thing we're going to start doing this show, and it's going to be a bit of a, you know, We'll set it out this week and do it next week. So I've been quite obsessed with rules, unwritten rules, and I'm quite obsessed with etiquette rules as well. I like the idea of there are things that you do right and there is the proper etiquette. You know, there is a famous etiquette expert called William Hansen. He does a podcast called Help I Sex My Boss with Jordan North, who is the new breakfast presenter of Capital. And they do a great podcast, but he is a etiquette expert and he talks about good etiquette. So what I want to do this week is I want to try a new feature out where I'm going to just say a modern day etiquette. How do you think we deal with doing things in the modern day? So I'm going to give you a scenario. I want you to text me in at 085-124-1616. That's 085-124-1616. Or I want you to email me at fastlanepod@gmail.com or direct message me at Ryan Jones Radio. And I want you to tell me how do you deal with this very modern day scenario. So I'll tell you what the scenario is, right? What is the etiquette to leaving a WhatsApp group? Yes. So I want you to tell me what you think is the right etiquette to leave a WhatsApp group. Again, you can get involved by texting at 085-124-1616. That's 085-124-1616. You can get involved at emailing me at fastlanepod@gmail.com. That's fastlanepod@gmail.com. Or You can message me directly at Ryan Jones Radio on Instagram. That's Ryan Jones Radio on Instagram. And I want you to tell me what is the right etiquette on how to leave a WhatsApp group. Anyway, let's go into this week's number one.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number one.
It's Too Sweet by Hozier.
You're listening to Fastlane on 100.5 FM.
There we go. That was Too Sweet by Hozier. He was the number one this week. He was the number one last week. Will he be the number one next week? The only way you can find out is listen to us next week on Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio from 5 o'clock. That's how you find out. It's the only way. There's no other way. You can't Google it. You can only find out by listening to my show. And anyway, it's near the end of the show. So let's check in with Siobhan and see what does Siobhan recommend for you to watch this week.
What should you watch this week? Let Siobhan tell you. With Siobhan's streaming service selections.
Hi, Siobhan here with your weekly movie and TV updates. Starting with Prime Video, you can check out Expendables 4, the latest installment in the Expendables movie franchise starring Jason Statham. And Going Home with Tyler Cameron, a reality show where Tyler starts up his very own construction and home renovation company. Moving to Disney Plus, the long-awaited return of Ryan Murphy's feud has officially returned, with its first season following the feud of Joan Crawford versus Bette Davis, whereas the second season follows the feud of Truman Capote and the New York Elite. And you can also watch High Hopes, a reality show that follows Mishka and Selva and their crew who run one of Hollywood's long-running cannabis dispensaries. While the brothers plan to expand the business nationwide, can it be done on time for 420 or will it go up in smokes? Now for Netflix, Baby Reindeer is a show about a struggling barman and comedian Donnie, who ends up being stalked by Marta, making him have to face a dark trauma that has always surrounded him. Along with Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scaregiver, a follow-up to the movie Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire, released in December of 2023, and Jimmy Carr, Natural Born Killer, the latest installment of his comedy specials for Netflix. In cinemas, you can check out Abigail, where a group of criminals kidnap a little girl who dances ballet, but she isn't what she seems, turning their plan of collecting $50 million into a nightmare, starring Alicia Weir and Melissa Barrera. And my top recommendations for this week are the movie Dune Part 2, starring Timothée Chalamet. When I tell you, I low-key preferred this over the first movie. Just so good. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if it gets a nomination for award season next year. And Big Mood, a show which follows friends Maggie and Eddie, where a series of events has caused a decade-long friendship to be tested, with Maggie's bipolar making an unexpected return and Eddie wondering, is their friendship for the best? When I tell you this show makes you want to cry or laugh, I mean it. I actually need Nicola Coughlan to get an Emmy for this role. Just 10 out of 10. That's all for now. Hope you enjoyed. Bye, everyone.
Thank you there, Siobhan, for those recommendations. Again, if you want to hear those recommendations again, you can do that by listening to our podcasted version of this show. So this show will be podcasted directly after this show finishes in about 5 minutes. And you can listen to the show back on Fastlane Podcast on any of your streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, anywhere. Just type in the Fastlane Show Podcast and you will find it. If you type in my name, you'll find the podcasted version. And that's the end of the show. Yes, thank you very much for listening to this week's show. We've discussed a lot of great information and a lot of great content. Good old Taylor Swift. What will she do next week? Who knows? And again, please do text in what you think is the socially acceptable way for you to leave a WhatsApp group. And we'll be reading those out next week. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Claire Jones on the way, remember, so please do stay tuned for one Jones to another. Claire Jones have her easy listening show. So if you want to just sit back and relax and listen to some nice, easy listening music, Claire Jones is who you listen to. She's on from 6 till 8. Anyway, this is me, Ryan Jones, signing off. See you next week.